Jehovah, the Lord Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah Goel, Jehovah El Olam, the Lord of hosts, the fighter, the commander of the heavenly army, Jehovah Sabaoth. He has spoken with me, blessed people, this night. A very, very tremendous non-stop conversation the whole night. And in that conversation, the Lord has spoken judgment. He has spoken judgment, the Lord, by voice. I hear his voice. I heard his voice. As you are aware, we are having a discipleship here and a briefing. It's a briefing on the current state of the affair on the earth. I've been giving briefings here for two consecutive nights here at the headquarters here to the clergy that have been here on the current state of the affair, the war in Gaza, the war you see in Ukraine, and the entire state of the affair of the church globally. What is the Lord saying? What is the meaning of all these events happening? I've been doing a prophetic briefing here on the current state of the earth, the nations, and the church. And so we really end late. We normally end very late, about 3 in the morning or so. So then the Lord Almighty spoke with me. When I came back, the Lord spoke with me. And the Lord has spoken in anger throughout the whole night, in his wrath and anger. At one point, I heard the Lord say, by voice, he said, this is a warning to the church he's giving, because we're looking at the condition of the church right now globally and in this country and in Israel and in every country, Brazil and so forth. And the Lord said, by voice, I heard his voice saying that the enemy does not like light. So the enemy will always have his preference. So be very careful in your lives, blessed people, how you live your life, because we are waiting for the coming of the Messiah. And also be very careful with your choices in life. He's saying the enemy never likes light, will not love the light, and the enemy has his preferences. So you see, that is the correction that is going on in the church globally, correcting the church. But you be very careful, because the enemy has brought apostasy into the church. That is the cleanup we are doing globally, as you are aware. And the Lord went on and on in the conversation, warning the church, and I see the judgment of God coming to the church. So this is a very tremendous time. If you look at the state of the affair globally, you need to be very cautious, because the prophecy I gave on the war that you see happening in Gaza, and then now the prophecy I gave on the war that began in Russia and Ukraine, and also the prophecy I gave on the war in Sudan. If you follow that, just before the war in Sudan began, if you check very carefully on those prophecies, I gave a prophecy of a war that was coming. At that time, I said the uniform looks like the administration police, you know, of Kenya, something like that. So I fear that you could think I'm talking about a war coming to Kenya. But the Lord, now later, when the war came, when the prophecy is fulfilled, then you see it was Sudan, because the uniform of the RSF, almost in that direction. Yeah, so all these wars you see, the coronavirus also, that I prophesied a clean 4 years before it took place, prophecy of Ebola virus, Zika virus, the judgments I have laid, I've struck Chile with, Haiti with, Mexico with, Nepal with, recently, just a few weeks ago, Japan with, on idol worship, on the fact that they are paraded idol gods, the wrath of God that are released on India, on Hinduism, which is yet about to be fulfilled. And so when you put it together, you see that at this hour, plus the visitation going on in the church, the cripples that are walking, the blind that are seeing, the deaf that are hearing, you see very clearly the Lord saying that you need to live your life more carefully now, because the Messiah is coming. Because you see, Israel is now at the center of global news. And anti-Semitism is now increasing globally. So those are the factors that the Lord laid in the Bible. If you read the Bible very carefully, those are the factors that must be in place for the 70th week of Daniel, that you see in the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verses 24 to 27. the 70th week of Daniel. Those are the requisites, the requirements to be in place for the 70th week, the tribulation to kick in. And you know very well that before the tribulation, Revelation chapter 6 takes course on this earth, the church has been raptured. The church has been taken away. You're very clean and clear on Revelation chapter 3 verse 10. Because you've been faithful to me to endure patiently, and you've kept my word and my name. If you read verse 7 on Revelation 3, 7 and 8, and then verse 10, because you've endured patiently, keep my word to endure patiently, I also will keep you from that hour of trial that's coming upon the whole face of the earth. And you know very clearly that the role why the Lord brought us back into the scene is to be able to connect the New Testament church with the Old Testament, and to connect the Old Ancient Testament people of God to Christ, to the New Testament church. So you know that very well. That's why you see we're operating with the marks of the Old Testament. I have called God Almighty comes. The events of Mount Carmel are happening here. The massive power, the judgment of sin, idolatry, and nations, which is really your Old Testament. And then also on this other side, dispensing the grace, preparing the way, raising cripples, preaching the coming of the Messiah. Receive Jesus. The Messiah is coming. So you see that we are standing at the bridge. So be very careful. Be very, very careful that you don't miss the rapture of the church. So again, this past night, throughout the night, the Lord has spoken in extreme anger and wrath, because he was looking at the condition of the church. And they said he's going to judge the church globally. The global church, he's going to judge. The Lord is going to judge the church globally if they don't repent. So again, in this prophetic briefing that has been happening here in this briefing, we have been looking at the condition of the church globally, the nations I've been to, and the nations I'm yet to go to, and how homosexuality has been accepted into the church, apostasy is in the church, false prophets, false apostles, they are gathering money and doing things in the church. And so in that context, and then God speaks in his wrath, he's going to judge the global church, the church globally, the church of Christ. He will judge the church. And so that also tells us that the judgment will begin from the house. The Bible always says the judgment of the Lord will begin from the house. So if you see in that paradigm, so the revival and judgment in the house of the Lord are beginning at the same time. They're coming together. So you need to be very careful and just prepare for the coming of the Messiah. The Lord spoke in anger, and he said that the enemy normally has his preference, and the enemy hates the light. So be very careful. Make sure that in your personal choices, as a Christian, as a church, as a nation, as a believer, your choices are correct, because this is the hour of prudence, hour of repentance and restoration, that you may be able to be right. Even before I embark on the process of restoring Israel, already the church must prepare. There's a big visitation going on. Must prepare for the coming of the Messiah. The Lord has spoken a judgment that's coming to the church globally if the church does not repent. Again, the Lord has spoken this night. Let me contextualize for you the conversation when he said he's bringing judgment to the church globally, the big church. That judgment, as you are aware, is coming at the same time when there is revival. So you can be aware that that judgment is to clean up the church. The judgment of the Lord is always for the purposes of cleaning up the church, to draw the people of God closer to him. So revival is in the house. Revival has come. And to contextualize for you the judgment of God Almighty that he has spoken on this day, blessed people, that judgment is to clean up the house and begin preparing the church for the glorious coming of the Messiah globally. To begin preparing the church globally for the glorious coming of the Messiah. And so that's why the Lord is going to bring judgment if the church does not repent. Remember, a fair warning comes with fair counsel. A fair prophecy always comes with a fair counsel. And the counsel is that the church can repent. God is just. So this is a very powerful time for the church, a time for restoration, when the church now needs to be fully restored. Again, very, very clearly, the Lord has spoken in a very mighty way. He has spoken judgment coming to the house globally, the church of the global, the bigger church. And in that judgment, you can see that the Lord is coming to fight the church. The judgment of the Lord always has one intent, to clean up and prepare people, redirect them to himself. The Lord could have chosen just to be quiet, but the Lord has loved the generation to that extent. So blessed is the generation that the Lord is speaking to. So this is a very critical and very powerful time in the life of the church. And I heard the Lord say that, look, you left your place and you did not come back. So let us make sure that we heed the Lord. We obey the Lord. The Messiah is coming. Thank you.